5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You were on the road. We really haven't gotten into the draft, and obviously there was a lot of meat and potatoes going on Friday, Saturday. But I think the interesting thing right off the top for me was, you know, everybody talks about value per pick. I thought it was great that they got a kid in Reed that, it, you know, Kuiper and Todd McShay looked at each other and said, where'd you, and Kuiper called McShay and said, called him out on the set and said, hey, where'd you have him rated? Mm-hmm. McShay had him at 28. Kuiper had him at 29. Yeah. So you're always looking for value. If you got a potential first round pick in the third round to start off your first draft pick, your first draft and your first draft pick, I think he did pretty good.
Yeah, I think most people, the consensus was, is that he'll be a starter day one, that he'll play and have, you know, meaningful contributions within week one for this team. So that's good, because if you're a team going into a draft and you can't draft in the two most important rounds, which are one and two, and get, you know, get this one of 64 of the best players available, when you can kind of steal one by doing that in the third round, if you're saying he was a top 30 pick, that's a good job by Brian Gain. I mean, obviously we'll have to wait and see what all these guys end up being. Mm-hmm. But they had a big area to address, which was the secondary, and they wasted no time doing that. They take they take Justin Reed with a free safety with their pick, along with the additions of Aaron Colvin and Tyrann Mathieu. So good for them. But I think Sarah brought up a great point. They did all that, but they really still have not addressed the left tackle position. And I think that the additions that they added in Fulton and specifically Central Henderson on that offensive line, along with Martinez Rankin, who they drafted with their second pick in the third round, none of that's anything that makes you feel like, oh, okay, this is a squad. This is a unit that's going to be able to protect. I mean, those guys, you know, Fulton and Henderson are serviceable, but they're probably backups or the worst linemen, if they are a starter, the worst of a five-man crew on any other team.
Yeah, I mean, here's the other thing, too, and we've talked about this on the court, on the field, but even position by position. The bottom line is you can have upgraded talent. I won't even say that you can have great talent or a great unit, but I will say this. There's a big thing where chemistry plays in. There's a big thing where continuity plays in, especially when you're talking about the offensive line. Yes, they've quote-unquote addressed the situation. That means by addressing it, they're bringing in new talent. They're bringing in guys from the draft and guys from free agency that, you know, that they identified at a fair price. But the fact of the matter is, your entire franchise, and I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying this, your entire franchise rests on the guy behind center coming off an injury. And it's one thing to say you've addressed it. It's another thing to say that you've got it to the point where there's continuity, where they're together as a unit, and they're going to protect your biggest asset, which is Deshaun Watson. And obviously, it's going to take some work to do that.
I think they did a good job, though, overall. I mean, when you don't have but three picks in the third round to get your draft going, I think they did pretty well, all things considered. I do think I would have taken Orlando Brown over Rankin. I know Brown had a horrible combine. But everything I read, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I watched all these guys and know, but everything I read about him was that, yeah, he tested bad, but if you just watched him on the field, that you knew that he was better than what he tested out to be. But that said, I don't think that he's so leaps and bounds better than Rankin. He's just a big dude. He's so much bigger
Orlando
than him.
Brown, that's the thing. He's like the dome. I mean, they said one of the reasons why, you know, even though he's not speedy, but you don't need an offensive line to be speedy, or there's things you can pick on him for. The one thing is an edge rusher's got a whole hell of a long way to go just to get around that dude.
Yeah, just to give you an idea. So the kid that they drafted, Rankin, 6'4", 308. 33 3/4 arms. And I'm just looking at NFL.com. Orlando Brown, 6'8", 345, 35-inch arms. Now, the weird thing is that Rankin, they have, because they have his measurements and they have his hands, 10 1/8 inches. They're bigger. He's got, Orlando Brown's are 9 3/4. So it's weird. He's got shorter arms, bigger hands. We'll see. I don't know how that works. I'm sure that's a leverage thing. I'm pretty sure in saying that offensive lineman, you want longer arms. You want to be able to control.
I was just thinking.
Pass rushers.
Huh. We can go down the hall and ask Lance what he likes more.
Yeah.
Big hands.
What do you like? You
a soft touch.
You a big hands or a long arm guy?
Length over width. These are all things Lance is an expert at analyzing.
Yeah, for way more than me. But there's a reason they put all those, because those are the measurables that you look at and be like putting a vertical for, you know, a wide receiver or whatever. But all in all, I think the Texans had as about as good a draft as you could have, given what they had available to them. I mean, I don't pay attention to anything after the fourth round anyway, so I don't care about the rest of their picks, really. I don't think that, you know, like Thomas and that kid from Stanford, the outside linebacker or the cornerback that they drafted from San Jose State, Kelly, I don't know that any of those make any meaningful contributions. But I think up through that tight end Thomas from Mississippi State, I think all those guys could be in some way, shape, or form on this team and making a contribution.
Yeah, and that's all you can ask for, right? I mean, that's the biggest thing. Even with your look, it was such a weird draft. Guys were sliding all over the place. And I'll give you the perfect example. It wasn't just in the first round. Bo Scarborough, who was a beast of a back at Alabama, seventh round.
That's crazy.
I mean, so, you know, in a lot of years, people scoff at undrafted free agents. Look, there's some talent out there that for whatever reason was just hanging around. So there's opportunities for you to still better your team. And I'm glad they're kicking the tires on every opportunity of every possible angle to try and get better. But like I said, especially when you get to the offensive line, look, man, that's something where you can get some more talent, but you've got to get continuity. These guys got to work together. They have to work as a unit. And I mean that by not the work they put in on the practice field. They got to have each other's backs. Know, you know, when some guy's getting beat to come over and help. Do all these different things. That's what this offseason is going to be. That's why it's hyper important what they do from this point forward as you analyze not only who they got, but what they're going to do with it to see how these guys come together. Because they, as you've pointed out several times, they still have money.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of that shouldn't be spent until they realize what their pitfalls might be with what they're working with.